This is The Takeaway. Good morning. I'm Celeste Headlee.
And I'm Catherine Lanfer. That is Les Paul playing Sunrise Solo. The world of music lost a true guitar hero yesterday when Les Paul, the father of the electric guitar, died at the age of 94. Now, he was more than just a great musician. He was inducted into the Inventors Hall of Fame in 2005 for the innovations he brought to the science of recording. Multi-track recordings, tape echoes, reverb machines. They're all from his creative mind. With us now to talk about Les Paul's legacy is Mark Rubel. He is a three-time Grammy-nominated recording engineer. He's worked with such groups as Rascal Flatts, Alison Krauss, Fall Out Boy. He joins us from his home in Champaign, Illinois. Hey, Mark, tell us a little bit about the inventions that Les Paul brought to music. What do we hear that is Les Paul now when we listen to any kind of music, really?
Well, most of the records that you hear will use techniques that he pioneered or had a part in innovating, particularly multi-track recording, where the parts can all be played at different times. In his case, by the same person. He was actually all the musicians on those records except for his wife singing.
You know, we have, in fact, a sample of a famous hit of his, Whispering. Let's listen to it. All right, Whispering by Les Paul. That is all Les Paul, right?
It is.
So when help us here. What is so special? What are the oral cues in there that tell us what's going on?
In terms of the multi-track recording, you can tell it's all his touch and it's all his beautiful feel and his fluid feel that he had. But even things that sound like drums are him drumming on the guitar. And he, you know, it was something that he liked to do. He liked to have control over all the instruments and to be able to conduct the whole process himself. And being an inveterate tinkerer and inventor, he figured out ways to do that.
Hey, tell me what Les Paul was like as a person.
He was a lovely man, just such a generous and kind person who loved to engage with people both at his shows and professionally. A true storyteller, a true entertainer, but also a very deep and intelligent person who, always kept his curiosity, was always interested in things, wanted to know what was going on, always had ideas, a lovely person.
All right. Now, I'm going to put your storytelling skills to the test. Can you give me a succinct version of how you once organized 300 engineers to sing Happy Birthday to Les Paul?
Yes. We have an annual conference called the Tape Op Conference. It's a recording community. And this was 2 years ago in Tucson, Arizona. It was just right about the time of his birthday. And so we called him up on the phone and had 300 of his technological progeny sing Happy Birthday. It was a wonderful moment for all of us.
If someone is a civilian to the world of recording, what is the one overall thing they should take away with them when they think of Les Paul today?
All of music and all recordings would be quite different if he hadn't done all the wonderful things that he did.
Oh, thank you so much. That's Mark Rubel, three-time Grammy-nominated recording engineer, remembering the late, great Les Paul. Now we're going to...
NYC Now delivers breaking news, top headlines, and in-depth coverage from WNYC and Gothamist every morning, midday, and evening. By sponsoring our programming, you'll reach a community of passionate listeners in an uncluttered audio experience. Visit sponsorship.wnyc.org to learn more.